Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Heather Riggleman, read by Ellie Johnson. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, 6. This was my moment to push through. Feel the fear and do it anyway, I told myself with the acute awareness that there was over 1,000 pounds of power, muscle, and bones beneath me. The day was supposed to be spent bonding with my daughter via horseback. I used to love to ride. Horses were my freedom to roam free on my uncle's ranch until one accident changed everything. Deep, jagged scars on my forearms glare brightly in the sun, a constant reminder of an accident. Its ugly hues of white and pink were never more apparent than that moment, how I missed the freedom and trust I once had. I watched my daughter giggle as her horse turned to nibble at her shoe. I desperately wanted a dose of her fearlessness. Breathing out a shaky breath, I tried to relax, but experience taught me horses jump sideways, buck, and bolt in the blink of an eye. Taylor shook his mane and danced, antsy to get home. I squeezed my legs and froze, scared he was ready to bolt. Christine, our rider instructor, appeared at my side, patting his neck. She recognized my crisis. She didn't belittle me, nor did she cater it. Instead, she acknowledged my fear and walked beside me. If you can sit with your fear today, you will fear less tomorrow, she said. Her words resonated with so many areas of my life. Later, I sat with her words and had a realization. Fear had become an unwelcome paralysis in my life, damaging my relationships and hindering my faith, or so I thought, because I didn't understand what fear really was. What if fear wasn't the bully or tyrant I thought it was? What if fear wasn't here to cause problems, but to help us come alive? How would our lives, connections, and relationships transform if we sat with fear? What if we believed Jesus was walking beside us, teaching us the benefit of understanding fear in an authentic way? In Deuteronomy 31:6, the Lord promised he would never leave me or forsake me. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Today's key verse reminds us God is with us no matter the situation or moment. He came to give us life so that we may live it abundantly. A part of living a life in Jesus Christ is remembering fear isn't in charge. God is. This realization has transformed my soul. It has been a holy awakening of sorts. God reached out his hand to me and said, Heather, stop believing how fear could hurt you and believe in me. Since that moment, God has breathed new life into the meaning and made it mean new things in new seasons of my life. I have held on to that idea since first feeling the fear of 1,000 pounds beneath my body several months ago. I sat at fear's feet as I struggled to find my voice again as a rider. I welcomed fear when I learned I had uterine cancer. I met fear as tears glided down my face as I was rolled into surgery for a total hysterectomy. I thanked fear when it presented itself in the confines of marriage counseling. This fresh perspective of fear has taught me not to run, not hide, not whimper, not panic, and not freeze. Integrate instead of disintegrate. Instead, feel it, face it, and do it anyway. We can face fear because God is with us. He is bigger than the fear in front of us. Face the fear and do it anyway because he's always with you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local AngelTree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship AngelTree strengthens and encourages families every day. AngelTree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.